With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, the Miami Dolphins knock off the Dallas Cowboys to improve to 11-4.
A 22-20 win over the Cowboys has put the Dolphins in the playoffs for the second straight year. The game was decided on Jason Sanders' fifth field goal of the game, a 29-yarder as time expired.
It was awesome. I felt like I've been waiting for that moment since the Jets game last year. So to come on a big game like this against a good opponent, it feels good.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for 293 yards and a touchdown for the AFC-leading Dolphins, who moved to 11-4. Dak Prescott was 20 of 32 for 253 yards and two touchdowns for the 10-5 Cowboys. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners included Atlanta, Cleveland, Detroit, Green Bay, the New York Jets, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Chicago, and New England. Three games today have Kansas City playing at Las Vegas, the New York Giants in Philadelphia, while San Francisco hosts Baltimore. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Eric Spoelstra was part of 12 Christmas games as a staff member, assistant coach, or head coach in his first 20 seasons with the Miami Heat. In the eight seasons that followed, the Heat played on Christmas only once. He says playing on Christmas beats not playing on Christmas. The Heat returned to the league's holiday slate for the first time since 2020 today when they meet the Philadelphia 76ers as part of the NBA's traditional Christmas quintuple header. The other games are Milwaukee at New York, Golden State at Denver, Boston at Los Angeles, and Dallas at Phoenix. College football, Eastern Michigan's athletic director has apologized to South Alabama a day after an EMU player raced onto the field after the 68 Ventures Bowl and punched an opposing player in the head. This is SRN Sports.